Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, we're beginning now with Masechtas Beitza. So the first question is, what do you call this Masechta? So the famous Yamshar Shlomo in Bava Kamma, the Gemara there says, Amr Chia Bar Abba, Amr Yochanan, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekapeh Schar Kor Beria, Afilu Schar Sicha Nala, Kodesh Baruch Hu repays the person even for having a beautiful or nice manner of speaking. And what's his raya? The raya is from Ammon and Moab. The Ilu Bechira Amar Moav. So by the Benos Lot. So the first, the older one, she called her son Moav, Me'avi, from her father. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Al Tatzar Es Moav, Al Tishgar Ba Milchama. Don't start up with them. Don't start a war with them. Milchama Hu Delay. Ha Angaria Tzarch Lavet Bu. But you got to give them some conflict. Tzira Dika Amra Ben Ami. So she was more of a tznua. She didn't say that the child came from her father. Don't even start up with them at all. This is a klal gadol shehizara adam b'dibura yikemei b'maisav. Person should be as careful with his speeches, with his actions. So even in what's mutter to say, if you're not very careful to use only words that have been sifted, like fine flour, Sakharish Baruch Hu is going to be medactic. And this is the famous Baram Psachim, Sailor Maid, Mimidat Sakharish Baruch Hu, that's what Sakharish Baruch Hu did in Parshas Noach. Sha'akam Chatzit Osius, he added the eight letters, Shekaz of Asher Einena Tahira, instead of saying Tamea, he added eight letters, V'lakaz Vatmea, Yabi Shainze Maguna Mamish, even though it's not Maguna to use the word Tamea, become Vaham and Nemer Tamea, but there are many times you find the Lashon Tamea in the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed a covet and a mida banava for us. We should be careful every word we speak. And then he said, and therefore said the Yamshar Shlomo that there was such a Kabbalah not to use the word beitzim, but to always say bayim in all such situations. Yes, sir.
What's wrong with the word beitzim?
So what's wrong with it? So because it refers to a body part.
Okay, so he says. So he brings an egg. Stop.
Right. Any word that comes out from a person's mouth, that it breaks and it goes up, it splits up in the heavens, and it stands in the place that it stands, until the night comes, until the lacher misav, the nishmasa goes up, and joins together with that word, but all kami malka, the sif, mishuchaves, chekecha, shmar, pischei picha. When that word is awakened there, it's considered a chovah for a person.
How about this? With the pair of lane, says the word beis yud
tzai
hei, right?
Says beitzim.
Right.
Yes. So that is. No, it's referring to a refined way of speaking. So that's the Yamshar Shlomo. Everybody quotes the Yamshar Shlomo. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael, the beginning of Be'a or Beitza, says Hamasechta is as Karu Achrenim Be'a, that you find the Achrenim referred to the Hamasechta is Be'a, not Beitza. Right, he said the Achrenim. Minamaschel is in Milas Beitza. Why? Because it starts with the word Beitza. Why did they take the word that's Lashon HaKodesh? Shabbat Rav Leiva Lashon HaMishnah in Beit Milas Be'aramis, why did they switch it to an Aramaic word? Because of Magen Avram, and now he quotes the Magen Avram, who says in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Al Yotzi Davar Megunah Mipiv, a person should say something that's not so nice, not so proper, but L'chein L'yom V'tamud Beitzim Ela Be'im, he quotes Yamshar Shlomo on this. So I don't know what's wrong with the Lashon.
How is that Akasha? The Limud is from the word Tame, meaning from lack of the use of the word. That's also written all over the place in the Torah.
Right. So why is that Akasha? No, once he says.
Well, there the other option.
He's talking to you.
Well,
how
there the other option is still a Hebrew word, Lo Tahora. But here the other option is.
Right, because that when he goes on to say, Mi Boy, right? So why is Beitza, which is Lashon HaKodesh, less, you know, any less acceptable than the word Beitza? It's Beitza, first of all, you find the Torah, so number one, Malachi Hashar don't recognize Lashon HaRamis. Oh, me sonny, tzadi sheremezes letzadik tamim. The letter tzadi that's a remez to a tzadik, me ayin tluya the masli toy bekarb milz Russia, from the ayin that you find the word Russia. Ubarach Hashem shehayir einai. So says the Pharisee, so he's mechadish that, you know what, has nothing to do with this concept of not using the word beitza. Midam rinon, the Talmud echad darish may beitzim einar machshir. Because the Gemara says in Beginning Sanhedrin, there was a Talmud who said may beitzim. So, and the people thought he said that the water from the Bitsaim from the
swamps.
Right, from the Betzar, that's right. And they came to. Right, so therefore.
He's saying they made a mistake in the din of Akshara by using the word Beitz. So he's trying to say that's why they.
Right, so in order to.
Why did the
It's like a swamp.
Right, the muddy swamp waters.
Okay.
So because there was this takala that came out that when the Talmud came to the place and he used the word said may beitzim, they misunderstood him, therefore ulahachi midirakar kilkul bazeh, since there was a kilkul that occurred from lachen higu leimar b'lashon chachamim beya b'makom beita gresh lo yikash luayt. So that's why they switched from saying the word beita to saying beya in order shouldn't be a problem anymore. So Rabbeinu Chananu in his opening Psichot in the Masechta says Aslo Masechta's Beitza Be'ezus Gedol HaEitza. So obviously the rhyming doesn't work if you called it Beya. You would have said Be'ezras Chaynin Deya, maybe. You would have said something that didn't rhyme. The fact is Gedol HaEitza, so the rhyming. So, but then I found that the Sefer Iye Hayam So you also find Kol Masechta Yom Tov, right?
Could be because that reason they want to say Beitza, or if
he's saying that's also. He's saying that it's probably that you have a Lashon HaKodesh word.
Right. So the Iyayam is, so the Rabbi Yehuda Leib Edel was actually, he wrote the Afiki Yehuda, I don't know if I ever saw the Afiki Yehuda inside, but I heard it many times, from Koleski Zatzal, his wife was a descendant of the Afiki Yehuda, so he used to speak it out all the time. So the Iyayam is a parish written by the Afiki Yehuda on Shas. So he has, in the beginning, at the Psicha to Masechta Beitza, so he writes like this, Amar HaKoytzeh, B'Ritzoytzi L'Haskel B'Yar Masechta HaMedesh Negenu. So now, as I wanted to start the beer, Nizkanti Mashakos of Amogan Avram, Sim Kufnun Hei, it's actually Kufnun Bab, Shem Roshal, Shal Yomer Adam Betamud Beitzim Ela Beim, Bubachal Omram Zal Ad Yoti Dover Adam Dover Mugunu Vipiv, that's the quote of Yapshur Slimer, we saw already. Vitamani Alatmi, and it's a Tmia. Eich Nemer Shal Lashon Targum Yem Shubachum Rafur Yasim Lashon HaKadosh. So, similar to the Tiferet Sol's Kasha, how can it be Lashon Targum should be superior to Lashon HaKadosh? Because that's the Targum, the Aramaic word. Eich nivchar loshen erum ve'eriyom milushanus haloazos haloazios minazov loshen arumim hu loshen zakam anakia. How can we trade away and take an Aramaic word in place of a loshen hakadosh? V'anachum batzonu lechazal Shabbos lo min aleph. So we bring down from the Gemara Shabbos. I'll give my verse loshen meisos. Yeah, I'll just at the time of later. V'yesh arma shikarn la'aron hakadosh arna. Because they call the Aron HaKodesh, they refer to it as Arna. Upshano inyi b'deki Arna u'loshen Bavli. V'roi liyached al eldover hadover HaKodesh Shem b'loshen HaKodesh. Something that has Kedusha should be called a name with Loshen HaKodesh. Shua yoytze nichbar v'naki me'alishenis haloy aziyayis kulana. Which is the most beautiful language, and it's more clean and more honorable than the foreign languages. B'shagam l'mashamru razal ko advar maksum b'mikra l'gnai kornos l'shvach. And also you find, Chazal tells us that everything that in the Torah that's written, the Ksiv is Lignai, we read it Lishvach, Kimo, V'ish Acher, the Ksiv is Yishkalena, and in the Teichacha, Kar Yishkevena, so we call it Yishkevena instead, but B'damakarim is Shaksivu Lashon Mishkal, or Mashkel, V'kar Lashon Mishkal, so we change the Lashon there. V'chein Ba'apolim, Shul Lashon Meguda, Karin Tchorim. Because of that, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Arenbacher, B'Sev Mesaris HaMesaris, V'aklal Ha'oila, Call Mashu Loshen Gnai, anything the Loshen Gnai, Shinoi to the Shvach. So we changed it to a more nicer language. Kadesh Loyoti Adam Dover Migunri Piv. So this is the famous Rambam in the Mishnah. That's why it's called Lashon Kodesh.
So the Rambam holds
his
no.
No, he doesn't say that.
The Rambam doesn't say that.
All right, so he's
the Rambam says there is no Lashon that is Meguna. He's saying the word Yishkalen is not, is doesn't mean what the Ramban is saying. It
okay.
And it comes from the word Pilegish, the Rambam explains.
So
why did they have to change?
What? That's another story.
Uh-huh.
You have to explain the Rambam there, but he himself holds that the...
Okay, but he also, but because there's nothing in the language that's...
Yeah.
But we find the Torah uses the Lashon Beitzim, and there's nobody who lanes Bahaim or that's all a Beitzim, we don't change it. There's not a Lashon Meguna. That the Akash Baruch Hu praised it by putting it in the Torah. Who's is insulting it? Not only did we find the Torah, Chazal actually used it, borrowed the term for other purposes. Anything that is described by this shape, beside Parakam the Beitza, Rida Oser Belavan, Midesh Tzarach, Beitzas Hagir, Ayin Perashasham, Ubaar Perashu Sid, Balzikim in Beitza, something that's in the shape of an egg, Ubaab Mitzia, Alha Beitzim Shal Yoitzer, Ayin Sham, Ubaarakai the Beitza, the Para, Beitas Ayoitzim, Vilay Matsanu, Sheyishalu Bale Amishaloshin Beim, Alat Munah Niska. We never find that the Tanoim, the Mishnah, used Beim for that shape. That the Lashon of Bei in the Babli, that's referring, that means an egg, it doesn't mean the shape. But Lashon of Lashon, not anything else. And what's the Raya? You never find Beim in the Mishnah at all. Rak Lashon Beitzim, Rak Lashon Hashas, Bedabram, Lashon Babli, Barami, Shalu Bei the Pachilaman. In the Amoraim, when they spoke in Aramaic, so they should Bei the Pachil. Vayd Raya, Chainolat Shuva, and a Raya, there's no Shuva, is from that Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Tzvar Yisrael quoted as the Makar. The Tanya Pamachas, Talmud Echad Balakai, Vahir Alonim, Bei Bitzayim, Ain Machshirin, they made Bitzayim, not Machshirin, who made Beitzim Darshlu, but he said made Beitzim, they heard Bei Bitzayim, Vinu Savar, made Bitzayim Kamer, and they thought he said made Bitzayim, and not made Beitzim. Because my Tais was Tema, Hech Tobin Beitzim, and Bitzayim. So Tais asked, how do you confuse the word Beitzim and Bitzayim? Vahir Marie, the Inu Savar, the made Beitzim, the Kamer, Hainu, may Beitzim. So that he didn't mean, it was confusing Beitzim and Beitzim. But don't mean Beitzim and Beitzim. That if the Derish had said Lashon Nekiyah of Beim, right, like we're claiming, right? How could you make that mistake? So he's taking a difference. That's good for the reason why they switched.
Yeah.
He's bringing it as a raya that he didn't have that concern. Yeah,
from like, he didn't keep it in the first place. He wasn't like a poster child there for the dollars.
Right. Right. Elavani said, "Don't believe me, Beitzim." But he's never said, "May Beitzim." So he's really arguing with the Magen Avraham and the Amshar Shlomi what he's coming to do. The Vilna Gaon, right? You know that he's very careful about his words. Umidaiti mipi benai harav. He like Kiva was that Daza Gaon man. This good that the Gaon wasn't Makabalus either. The Gaon says also said Beitza. So the Gaon said Beitza. The Rabbeinu Chananel said Beitza. L'chayr, this Talmud Echad said Beitza. So
the Gemara is there. Is that Henry is telling you the problems Rav Shmuel had when he came to Bava?
Right.
That's why.
So I think it's safe to refer to it as Masechta Beitza, based on these sources. All right. So moving on to the actual the topic I wanted to get into tonight. So the Gemara. So we have. It's also first Masechtas Yomtiv, but all right. So the Gemara says. So we're trying to understand what's the case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, okay. So let's talk about. So maybe it's all Dine Muktzah, and the Chiddush is So you want to tell me that the Mishnah is talking about a chicken that you have that's a medicine legato beitzim to lay the eggs, and because of muktzah, he argued and mifligibit beitzah liflugibit tana goes. Instead of arguing whether the beitzah with the egg itself is mutter, you can argue already on the chicken. So the Gemara says, no, that's coming. The reason why you say beitzah is to tell me that beishamit says even though it's noah, the egg is mutter. Liflugibit tana goes. So why don't they argue on the chicken like the Afkan Basil the Mukta series? So tell me the Khish Yellow Basil holds the Disney Mukton Yaltiv. The Khitema Kayak the Hatera Adiv. So if you're gonna tell me the Kayak the Hatera is Adiv, and therefore tell me the Khidish that Basil holds that Bishamai holds that the Beitzah is mutter even though it's Nailad, then if Ligvitamayu, we could have had a machlekes in both cases. Tina goes to medicine legato beitzim, he ubeits also both the chicken and its egg. Bishamai Arim Taichal. Beishamai says you can eat it, so you see the karech the hatera. Always all arim loy tarech, and you see the beishol holds that there's a din muktz on yomtiv. So you see the gemara then rejects and goes on to the next tarech. So you see though the gemara accepts this concept of karech the hatera adiv. So what is the concept of karech the hatera adiv? So Rashi there, this is the famous Rashi says toiv loy lash menu karech dever hamatim. That when the Mishnah is recording the opinions of the Tanaim, it's better to tell us the how far the matter goes. Because he relies on his shmur and what he's learned, he's not afraid to be matter. But to tell me that somebody answered, that's not a proof to what the halacha is. Because you always have the option to be machmir, even something that's mutter. So Rashi's telling us it's a technical, it's a Tana rule. How do you list Mishnayos? So you want to tell us what's the bigger chiddush? The chiddush is that there's a matter, because the heter is to tell me the iser is, it could just be that he's machmir misafik. It could be, it's not really telling them what the real halacha is. It could be a chumr misafik. So the tzlach here says
he ani rogel afar keder deter adif. It's also the more reliable, no? Meaning that he feels more strongly about his opinion. It's more thought out opinion, right? And he has to provide svara for that.
Right, it has to be thought out. Yeah. Right. But the issue you don't know is the issue because it really all the svara works as far as it tells you that it's author, or is because we're machmir.
Yeah.
So the tzlach says in the regular far kerach that tera adam mishum zenachlus lahashmienu, that it's necessary. You have to tell us the heter. Why? If we don't know clearly that it's mutter, so then you have to be machmir misafik iser. But the one who answers has not done any, he hasn't given us anything, any benefit. Even if we were misupa, we're machmir because of safik. So when you come and you tell me that it's usur, you haven't helped us to understand what's really the din here. So no, so you could certainly have chumra dasi de kula. That's.
Yeah, but the truth is that you can have for yourself. You can be back for yourself. It can't be a master and a general shot.
So we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. So at this stage, so says the tzlach. So therefore says the tzlach. So when do I tell you the kerach hatera is adiv? That's dafka when it's in machlekes in isderaisa. Here's my Purim connection. That if the machlekes is b'shal soifrim, so then it's pumfaket. The sabik drabon hu lekula, because every sabik drabon is lekula. V'imkein kerach di isura adiv. You should say the kerach of isur is better. Because when it comes to din d'rabbanan, by din d'rabbanan we don't say everything's also until you're matrit. No, unless you tell me it's also it's mutter. So therefore, it's a sense of slach. So we are going to always say kayach adiv when you come dealing with a din d'araisa of something that otherwise without we would be machmer anyway. That's the kayach adiv. But where the default position in the case of safik would be kula, so then it becomes kateh surah adif. Ulefi zebish ma'atishu b'isidrabanon frek teslach. But we're talking about isidrabanon here. B'avavigin amru kerede teira adiv. Still, the Gemara says kerede teira adiv. So the chera, what I said, is not true. Perish Rashi, Rashi explains, because everyone can answer, even something that's mutter, you can answer. You can't be matter something that's also, but you can answer something that's mutter. But omnam avapigan yochan anilis, but I can defend myself. Umuksa shiny, because muksa is different. Muksa is not like your classic dindra abanan. It's not across the boards that you say a dindra abanan is lukula. Shuchomer ke ain't daraisa.
He's saying all that in Rashi. Rashi is a filu b'dav ramuta, right?
He's arguing with Rashi.
Yeah, I think he's saying.
Is he arguing with Rashi?
He's arguing with Rashi.
Rashi agrees with him.
I think he's saying he doesn't need Rashi. Shams tomorrow.
He's saying no. Rashi is saying the Tavla Lashmeni Divrei Amatir, because anybody could be machmir.
Right, which is machmir against what he's saying, because that's even in the Darabanan.
Right. So that's what he's.
But he's saying here Muktz is unique. Is he arguing with Rashi, or is he saying that Rashi agrees with him?
No, he's saying you don't need Rashi.
I don't think he's doing Rashi what the status of Muksa as a din legabi the suffix is.
No, but he could be learning it one of two ways, right? Is that, which I'm not sure what he's saying. I mean, is he saying that, and that's why Rashi wrote Vafilu B'Davar HaMutar, because we're dealing with this case of Muksa, and that's where that even B'Davar HaMutar, but he doesn't mean to disagree with me, Rashi, that in their abundance we say Kochtai di Surah Adiv, or he may say, no, I'm arguing with Rashi and I'm giving a different shot. I mean,
well,
it
depends also if you, I mean, the fact that by Muktzah we say Safek, Chomer is a question, the Tosi Yishonim is that way, so it could be like where Rashi ends up on that might play a role. So Tzlach is saying his shot would work in this Gemara if you say Sveik Olachomer by Muktzah, but maybe Rashi would hold it. You don't say Sveik Olachomer by Muktzah.
That's your question.
And therefore, Rashi's shot would apply. Yeah.
And then he said, right, but he says, the Maskar, the Maskar Rashi, the Yomtiv, the Dorshish Matirin, since Yomtiv, the Dorshish Matirin, because it become Mutter after Yomtiv, Usvekai Asur, and therefore the Slavic is also by Dorshish Matirin, Gamke Nicha, the Kerach de Terra Adiv. So it's also good to be the Kerach de Terra Adiv. The Gam Levichol Indian Amrishal Sever Halach Achara Mekel. It's not a blanket rule, it's not every Dindra Abanan that we go Lakula, and Ein Shulte Gibarim in the Mordechai Paragachar. So the Shulte Gibarim in Yevamis there says, even though we say that when it comes to din rabbanon you go basa the kula, we haynu hecha the chazina plug to the tanoi. That's where you have an emes machlekes tanoim. Aval hecha the chazina plug to the tanoi bad you, where you don't have machlekes tanoim, right? So and now you say we don't. So we're not kevei la halacha, so we can follow the din rabbanon. Ela misafkolan my omer bo kamoi, but we have a case where we're mesubik. What are the rishayim? What the earlier deris say? Ki haka the nitzok, like the case there that the Gemara talking about is nitzok. He just referred to aslinu lechumra apishal zayfrim. So there, so we don't know what the pesukim actually held. So we're mesubik. So then you go to chumra, even though it's drabanan. The chiyagamner amar ba'ari plachim. This is the famous Gemara in Ari plachim. The kulu daud kaisos tricha hasebam misavik. That all daud kaisos need hasebam misavik. Even though it's midrabanan, the chaim shemati. So he quotes. I mean, there's a lot of Torah that said they're daud kaisos. Knows what, right? So we make on both. You want it with no hesteva. There's what to say, but the shulta gibarim though says it's where your suffix in the drabanan is not who to pass in like, but what are the actual stadim. So in that case, you can't apply the rule of second drabanan lekula. So here also he says, so even though, so he gives, he says, for the muksa sveka lechumra, davar sheyesh matirin is obviously sveka lechumra. He says, oh, so I'll get to that. That's the case of Mishnah. We'll see that. That's actually the next. We'll get to that. Who the Tzach is sticking with his Yisoy?
Why? Once you have
it,
you see, not every time you shall say, no, I'm a so how can you say it's always better to do Kerach Yisurah?
No, where you're in a situation where your suffix, your default status would your answer to the suffix would be lekula, so then the site is true. Then it's.
How do I know it's not a clear cut rule anymore? So you would still have, be suffering according to the
So kara de tera. No. So come back. It's not telling you how to out of paskin. So that's what coming up. Rashi and the Tzach are both telling you that kara de tera adif is not prevail the halacha. It's a technical rule.
It's not a klal of Tzach.
So it's a
you
say of how a tana wrote the mishnah.
Right.
Okay.
So what you'll say kara de tera adif if the default answer for a suffix would be lechumra in a case like that.
Right, just saying,
by our cases, even though it's drabbanon, we still take kara d'tera adif, because in our case we have a suffix, l'mashal muktza, l'mashal davar sheyesh matirin.
Does this claw hold up? Or I'm only mentioned a few places. Chas kosher there.
I don't know if you
just to look it up.
I haven't been able to. Okay. I didn't to follow through right, but that would be interesting to see how does this the tzlach play out in the five or six places where the Gemara uses such a thing. So,
I don't think he's arguing with Rashi. I think he's saying that Rashi holds like him. In this. You could make it into an argument with him and Rashi, but he doesn't seem to feel that he's arguing with Rashi.
Well, because I think he knows that Rashi doesn't hold it to Yishanu. That's the question. Because the fact that by Muktzah is Yisrael Kol is not it's not Pasha.
Okay. I don't know.
All right, so the Gemara says in Psalm it's a longer piece there, but I just went to see the Rashbam, so I quoted a small piece of the Gemara. So Amalek Rabbi Yechanan, who I didn't have, the Dvarim she'ein tunim bracha le'acharem be'mekayman nami eitzichin levarach. So the case the truth is that even so foods that you don't need to say the bracha le'acharem adapt in that place, you don't need to make the new bracha. V'adiktani akur raglein. So why did the Gemara give a case there? Akur again like the Achik Kechad Rabbi Yehuda. To tell you how far Rabbi Yehuda goes, Afilu Dvar Shetu'unin Bracha Le'acharei Mimekayman. Even if you have these types of foods, Tamei De'Hanichu Mikzus Chaverim. The only reason you don't have to make a new bracha when you come back is because you left part of the chabur there. Avolei Hanichu Mikzus Chaverim K'shein Yoytzin Tuna Bracha Le'Mafrei. If you're not leaving anybody behind, if you're going to get up and go out to come back, nobody said mind. You need to make bracha Le'acharei K'shein Yoytzin Tuna Bracha Le'Chachila. So the Rashbam there says, so by these things where the bracha achrona has to be dafk in the place, so you need a bracha achrona. Avashar dvarim lahaya yachalaymer tuna bracha lemafreya, so ain't tricha bracha lachrona b'mkayman, because by definition we're talking about things that don't need the bracha achrona to be in that place. V'lekelek shuye adarabba. So don't ask adarabba, lishmina dvarim she ain't tricha bracha lachrona b'mkayman. Tell me the halacha by a case of things where the bracha achrona does not have to be in that case. So now why don't we say so tell me the chiddush that the rabbanon hold by dvarim that you don't have to make the bracha achrona in that place. If you leave, you don't need to make a bracha. We shouldn't have that teira adif. You can't say this. Because if what the chacham is saying is you don't need the bracha, that's not considered. Why just svaru? So the has a chadav bintayim lama yachzur v'yivarech. So since there was no hezachadas, so why do you have to make a new bracha when you come back? I will kach Rabbi Yehuda adif tvei shemach rishtei chumras adiver chachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda's kach here is adif. You know, listing telling us what Rabbi Yehuda's shita is better. That is preferable because he's machmir two chumras on the chachamim. So let me bar dvar she'ein tzichin bracha l'acharim v'kayim shechayv l'varech. Even that number one, that by dvarim that you don't need to make the bracha achrena there, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayav to be make a bracha, even though his bar plukta the rabban argue. El avil dvarim atzichin bracha achrena b'mkayim nami dechayav. He's mechayav you even for that. Hilkachacha kerech di isura adif. So here we see the kerech di isura is adif. So again, so it seems to be so when we're lining up, this is not defining for us how to paskin. Right, because we're just how are we going to relate the how's the Tana going to tell us where the machlekes was? So in some cases it's not a blanket rule. Kerech dehetera adif. Here the heter doesn't seem. He says it's a svara already. So their hakpada or their psak not to make a bracha doesn't seem to be such a chiddush. Number one and number two because he's talking to a double chumrah. So kerech deyisura adif. So it seems to be it's a relative. It's more of a relative type of.
You think Rashi wouldn't argue with this line of thinking?
I think that's consistent with Rashi.
Yeah.
So Rashi says, by us, he says, look, to tell me, to tell me that Karech the Hetera, to tell me that somebody's Machmir, so that's not Mechanish anything for you. Because anybody can be Machmir. It doesn't tell you what his underlying Svar is,
right.
And it doesn't help you, you know, in terms.
And here is what I'm saying, it tells us the underlying Svar because.
I'm not really saying that it tells you the underlying Svar per se, but.
It's the more counterintuitive, you're saying.
Right, it's more of a Chiddush to tell us this. So at the end on the last page, so the Katz of Mishnah, his brother talks. He's talking about this. Is the other, the first place in the Shatz appears is in the sugya in Brachos. So Ve'elu and Abodah by Eschadosh Mishnah Parak Aroah. So this is the Mishnah in the last parak. Abodah by Eschadosh Kana Kelim Chadashim Omer Brach Shechianu. So you make the Brach of Shechianu when you buy new Kelim. Ve'afligu by Amirai Bigmar. And there's a Machlekes there. Starts in Chesam and Beis Kol Savach Amar Aleph. Because by Rifa Rosh Zal. So the Rif and the Rosh Paskin Ve'kamel like Reb Yochanan. We passing like Rabbi Yochanan, Uchalish the Basra in the second Lashon Ligmar, Damer Bain Kana Kiyat Ban, Bain Lai Kana Kiyat Ban, Bain Chiesa Kiyat Ban, Bain Chiesa Kiyat Ban, Bain Chiesa Kiyat Ban, Sarach Lavar. So so Rabbi Yochanan hold in almost all cases you need to make a Birchus Shachiyon. Umidivir Rabbeinu, Shikosav, Bain Chiesa Kiyat Ban, Bain Ainla Kiyat Ban, but the Rambam who only says that whether he owns similar Kalim already, he doesn't own similar Kalim, he has to make a Bracha. But like cause of Bain Konakiyat Bam, Bain Loi Konakiyat Bam, Nirashu Paisik Galishan Kamadur Biyachanan, it seems that he paskins like the Lishan Kamadur Biyachanan, and Khatamar Lavar Amach. The time of the Milson nearly Udas Rabbeinu. So, why does the Rambam take the first Lashon there? Shumishim de Bigmara, Aisha Biyachanan Lishan Basra. Because the Gemara asks the Tiyufta on Biyachanan Lishan Basra. Even though the Gemara gives a teretz, the teretz is kerech de teira adif. That's a dachuk type of shinui. You go b'shani kerech de teira adif lay. Kalaymer she ain't tzach levarach. The chiddush is right. What's the kerech de teira that the Gemara is referring to? The heter not to make a bracha. And he says lishna de teira leshach shaper be'ain tzach levarach. The lashon of heter is not so. It doesn't fit so well by some where you don't need to make the bracha. Foolish. So he says. Even so, that teretz of the Gemara gives the Kerech de Teira says the Rambam holds it doesn't fit so well as a shinui. It's very dochuk, and therefore foolish and the late times of other tvei can nearly. So therefore says the Kaz Mishnah. That's where the Rambam passes the first lashon because there Kerech de Teira adif doesn't fit. So why doesn't it fit? So it could be because really the heter is the other way. If you say that you have you chayav to make a bracha, your matter now the potential is thereof. Like he's the Shem Hashav of saying the Shem taking a bracha of Atala. So we see again that the Kerech de Teira Adif is a relative term. It's not necessarily across the boards. First of all, you have to understand what does it mean. It doesn't always mean Heter is not. It could be, you know, one person's Heter is another person's Isser sometimes. And so you have to understand the case, and you can't just apply as a blanket rule. And it all seems to be functioning also as a, what's called as a rule for a Tana, not necessarily a Kali Apsak. So
you can use here this class just to slow it to see what the story in the Kaz Mishnah. You can make a distinction between two kinds of defaults. Sometimes it's not clear, there's machlokes that say you don't know what to do, and if you don't say the Kach Detero, so maybe you could have thought to be machmi, not to be machmi, depends, the rabbon, the raisa. Here, even if you say the rabbon is something that you could have thought that you should be machmi for some reason, he says that not to be mevarech, it's not the case that there is even a sofek. There's no sofek at all. So to say something that you are potur for bracha, there's no shmur gdolo that we learned here. That's why there's no kach de'etero, it's stam, there's no chiyuv.
Right.
So
he's not being
the only
right,
point of the Kach Detero is when you don't know what to do and you need the Shmuel that will tell you what to do. But here, I mean, you would not say anything, and now you can be sure that that's the right thing to do, not to do.
Right. I hear.
You see, that's the Kesem Mishnah means.
Yeah, I'm saying that the Kesem Mishnah is not against Rashi. It's true that the Shmuel. I mean. The Kach Detero is odd in case you don't know what there is a Sofek. Here it is not Sofek even.
Because the default will be the same as the
dim.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So now, switching a little bit now to looking at kerech the hetera adiv, and it was being matir instead of being machmir. So there's a chuvas harama. So a piece from the middle Jew there. So he says the imish of shemachmir atzmak as a cause of balas koyt harasa. If we're talking about that, you want it, what he suggested because of a chumra for amr v'yishamid in the darim. So Yerushalayim says they're not Yisur Torah, you got to go looking for more. So Dailacha Masha Asur Torah, that what the Torah answered, that should be enough. Betani called Misha Upalter Bidavra Yisera Nikra Hadyut Ubi Yerushalmi Gamay Hataras Shemen Shmuel Kibbal Allah V'Ochel. Shmuel was Mekabel that and he ate it. V'Rab Rab Le Ochel Amalei Shmuel Rab Achol. You should eat it. Oh, I know. Echtav alech zakin mamre. So I'll write the your zakin mamre. And atchachalev also. He made him eat a kashavir with taisus. Or machehevi maus poitarasi raya miyecheskel. Shle achol mi behema shayir b'chacham. So you want to say it's a raya that a behema that a chacham is passing on. Didn't want to eat from enter daimel nina didan. Sheminik pas b'chayis alachle. Because here the minig has become pas in all kaisos. It becomes widespread to eat this. Unless the chashbei, nobody's worried about it. Velaka beisveka klal. The ain lachmer is that there's no need to be machmer. Veleidami l'raisha rabbeinu shlaratzu leinik minachmer. And don't say, "Hi, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to nurse from the geisha woman." Tare apidare seinu ikikpeda b'davar k'mashi katzav aran say perikherish. The Ran writes even there's a jackpot in now as well. So v'chei katzav b'hagah shri al rosha b'shem or is rosha zegar ma'achir shiatzav tarav zroa. That what caused Acher to go out with Tabris Rosh? The Gemara says because Tina Yevonis, right? Le Pasuk Mipumei. So the Agos Hashri said because he was he's nursing. He nursed from a Gaish woman. So Vani Eshal Mazgur Dorim Edo Achu Dorim Shikar in Lexin or Loxin is some kind of fish.
Flax.
Vani Shemati Harbi Nal Shagidu Shemashin Leis Del Palm Mishum Chazir. So I heard many people say that they use lard to make it look shiny. But look, he's saying you obviously eat lox. I don't know, maybe by a bris in the shul, you knew you ate lox. So he says if you're machmir, you're just minam asmiim. It's just a pellet to do that. So the Ramah is saying the unnecessary chumrais are not necessarily the way to go.
No, but he's not quoting Koch that there are other.
No, he's not, right, he's not.
There's no room to quote Koch.
Because there are other, if it's not a klal.
I mean, it's turned into a thing that some people are using, like misusing the term, right?
Right. Gamza, it's it'll be Pacey's blog entry.
We'll go pull it out.
The next week.
So the Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideya says, he says, "Begulian Yeridei Shel Adini Avi Zikni Aravzal Matzati Kosev V'chein Rabbi Isur B'Kli Sheni." If Isur falls into a Kli Sheni, or B'Kli Rishay V'yesh a Shishim, or the Kli Rishay then the Shishim Gnegar Isur, and we call Ki Agamna Ula Harchik Atzer, we call Davar Keir Mitzvahi Akan L'Shain Isur V'Hatzer Sefkal Nuzay. So that even if you have a case where it fell into a Kli Sheni or it was Batal B'Shishim, so he says it's still a Mitzvahi. To be machi gatzmai, but sarach leimer the after cause of ramor leinivza didn't beferush. Even though the ramor it did not beferush leyachum imana, you shouldn't eat from it. It came masha davikli sheni obiyesh shishim dinitza beferush ain lahachmi. Says where you don't have a clear psak about the Israel, so then you can go. Then that's the case where the ramor says that you can be machmir. But where you have a mafurish halacha that we know that in the klisheni it's not alser. If it's bothered b'shishim, it's not alser. So then you don't have to be machmer. Hainush ain't a chiyuv al bal nefesh lachmer. There's no chiyuv on a bal nefesh to be machmer. Av mikamakim reitzel hachmer gam bezem mitzvah. But if he wants to be machmer, there's a mitzvah in it as well. So this is now the Pesachei Tshuva is learning the Ramah. Vayim b'shach le'el vayim mashkos avsim yurches shuv reisi b'solos mincha. So somebody wants to be machmir nuchumra that the amirayim didn't have, right? He wants to say you can't use colored strollers anymore. That was bottle in shishim or klisheni, that should also be alter.
You have the same thing.
when they tell you not to be machmir, it means that someone could have think there is a point to be machmir. When they don't tell you not to be machmir, it means that it's not shach at all. When it's bitul b'roi but not shishim,
right.
So they have to tell you, don't be machmir. It means, but nefesh, you want to do the extra mile, okay, fine. But if they don't tell you anything, it's completely out of the
way. Right, once again, knows you have the plaque that it's bitul b'shishim, it's mutter.
Yeah, but bitul b'shishim, no, he's saying, but if it's bitul, when is ba'al nefesh to be machmir?
So ba'al nefesh to be, where we don't have a clear plaque.
Yeah, but clear sheni, why is there no ba'al nefesh there?
Because the psak is that is mutter.
So I'm saying it's not just the psak is a mutter, because the psak is a mutter also bitul b'shishim. It means, but the loss of Chazal was en le'achmir. So it said nimta b'ferush en le'achmir, which means that they told you don't be machmir. So it means if people want to do the extra mile, they can be machmir. There's a story for that. But if they don't tell you don't be machmir, it means that it's completely out of the context here.
Right.
Now this piece of tshuva, when he says that you do machmir, let's say you want to go like a das yachin tshuva, is that going to be now?
I mean, he's a mishum. Read the Hachmer Linig Iser B'Darsh Loim. You find out where there wasn't a chumra in Amaray. But then you find just a chumra, right? But if you want to come with a completely new chumra that's not found, that already he says Apikarsh Yotz Charbev said. Right. All right. So the Bnei Sasser actually has a piece on this, and he says why he explains why it is that you shouldn't be machmer unnecessarily. So this is just a very short piece from a much longer piece. He said the Adarish. He said like this. Kol advar man esar ma pi atayra chiyusin mishas klipas atmeis asher in yichon is bar yedenu. Everything the Torah answered, the essence of those things of that is from the three klipas of tumah that we can't be mevar. Im kein lomatia kazais. Why should it be shel ba'amtis badu chadiras iser behadur v'nechal api atayra? Why should it come to be that when you can ask something that's mamish isur, the isur that we can't be mevar? And it falls into heter, and now it can be eaten. Kigayin is about the b'shishim. Oh, yavish b'yavish b'rayv. Avoteid ashuhu mimachshavas aturtam. That it's all from Shemayim. Who is Baruch Shemayim Yedei Asher Anitzus Atam Ba'itach Atiru Asur B'yichud Yachol is Baruch Yedeinu. That whatever there is a nitzus of kedusha that's in that isur. So that nitzus of kedusha we can take and we can be misalit through it. He negis baruch shemayim mazrish diba chadira suraza is the teira atrif in his bato. If there is some kind of nitzus of kedusha in this piece of chazar somehow, so kadosh baruch hu is misav v'siva that it should fall into atrif, should become mutter. V'achol yechlo is api atera, and then min atera it can be eaten. I see there's not a lot of chassidus here. There's a lot of skepticism on that side of the table. But this bar anitzus is there. Right. And now you see the other end. That you have something that's mutter, that comes from the clip of light. And that's nega.
Noiga. That's low?
Light.
Oh, light.
Yeah, Canadians, it's rough. So he said. So the chiyuv is. It said right. This is the Rebbe's house. That the chiyuv is for guys to take the type, be mevar the type from the ra. Kasher yesh be'ezem magav davar asher ein abir magia lanu giyu meshugam ma'id, where the beer is not magia, where it's not in our hands to be mevar that. He now yoyt brejus payel hara payel umazu sheyave adover l'diyal iser. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings it about that it should fall to become also. Ki'inyan abehema tayrak shera. That when you have a behemah Torah that's shared, because yesh ba nitzus she'enechay biyadisol levar, when there's a nitzus that we can't be mevar, hine ye'ara ba'achad min ha'trefas, that one of the trefas will happen to it. Oh, b'shchita oy b'vdika, k'dei shelo yechom m'men yishol haven ha'davar. O me'ata tovin, hodim v'fuzim ha'davar, b'divin chazal, now we can understand what Chazal said, roi behemah is shere saying, v'enachon roi b'zman ha'zev v'di la'epach. We see that it's pumfaket, roi behemah is not shere. Achul idaiti, b'der zakayt mem, hayo b'roi v'nitzos, Nitzaitzis Hakdusha, who bechinas that type of seichem. That most of the Nitzaitzis.
Of course, it's anecdotal.
Right. That was most bechinas that type. V'hayu ksheves kedushayichem mitzayim. And they remain kosher, nor they should be eaten. V'ena yavshikran isbara, tevelo nisharak ma'at. The type has mostly been already in isbara, and there's not that much type left. Ki ikvus meshicha ashachutz biyaske. Okay, here's the connection to the site from last week. Hainu hara will be yaiser, that's more ra. Al kena be a roiva behemoth and tires nitrofim, bechdesh lo yachim neisol, havein artev. Viato, me a roi the cholish binder, so now you should understand. Kem shadabra adu me answer shem bach shemazma adabra yitzur, she's arab a roiv hatter. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brings about that the Dover Osir should be Nis Arev in Rav Hatter Bechdeshi Nitra Achila, in order that it should be eaten. Because that's in the Bira that's given on Kaisa, take that Nitzah Taif. Therefore, it's a mitzvah for you to eat something that became mutter. That somebody whose nana from his Yigia Kapayim is greater than Yerai Shemayim. This is the Shalah. That he toiled, he worked hard in Torah. He knows how to be mashed this food. Al pi atera hagam shiyebedeh amayichol davar iser. Even though there is a davar iser here, he needs shav lahadrabi klal atera. That the klal atera changed it to hatter. So that's my point. Right. So this person eats that maichol now, and he's nana from it. He now got him in a yarish and ma machmir. He's greater than the yarish and was machmir, who never would have borrowed that nitzos atayv that was in that issue to begin with. Vuchid varenu mamish, and that's what we're saying. Leah is a dover as then the siva meis Hashem is barach. She's bar machol israhu. Veliskus yechash lod maichol abi aterik is bar anitzak harish. So and then it'll be a schus for this person who eats it because he's mavar the nitzak harish. Who got him in a yarshma she ain't right to lach without she put her is Isser Haven Adover. Al Cain. Lidati Yatsira ain't the Midaracha Chasidus. This is not Midaracha Chasidus. Majakama Anoshim Negim Sulsul Ba'atzmam. That people are neg this suing this Sulsul. Shalai Lachum in Shum Makal. This is Negim. Right. Misasul Basirah. Right? Midi. No?
They have a
mitzvah, a kumra. So the answer the rabbi, no? Right. So they won't eat anything that had a shel chacham. Hagam shu davar pasha and mevur dina lahatir. Even though the davar pasha is mevur lahatir, kigayin I did tarus b'shishim mechuyay say. Kiladaiti adar rabbi mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Yoich lo anam v'yisbok. Yihun nisim eitz hashem bach shiyashav a'isr lahatir b'yisbarai de'achiros Yisrael. O'masha amru chazal le'echadim behem eshar b'chacham. That we say you didn't eat from Behema, that a Chacham Paskin, that's where it was some kind of Svar, you had to say Svar, Leheter, Leisser, but not like here where it's a clear Heter. We know Yesh Lachel of Fizah, Im Kein Dover Isser, Shem Nar Behater, Vizbatal Behater, Vizhav Leheter, Vizhav Leheter, so yes, there's also, that now gets mixed with the Heter, and it's Batal Apiatera, and it's the reason why it became Heter is in order that you can Mivar that Nitzel HaKadosh. Why sometimes we find Chazal answered it? Kigayin yavish b'yavish chad b'tray. He needed batal abayatayra mutu lachu kol agimu. That minatayra, you could eat all three of them. And that was brought about from Shemaim. How did the Chacham come along to tell you have to throw out one of those pieces? Maybe it'll happen that the Isra will be what you throw away. According to what I just told you, that it's all a siba, or that you should davka eat that.
He holds
that
it's so stark, he doesn't
say,
how could the Rashba say you have to throw one of them out?
So he says, that they're called Chacham Lios Nishmasim B'Ois Boys Mimikar Elyon Mekamah HaRazim Mechachma Elyon Kavi Yachol. This is really going to push me out of the color here. Uchay Yadad Just Sesay Da Biru Hu Bechina Ta Chachma. Right. That the Yisayt of Biru is Gufa Bechina Chachma. Kosh Kabzera Kosh Kulon Mechachma Asisa Kulon B'machshava Is Biriru. That the Biru happens through Chachma. That beer, the Rash was saying, you have to throw out that third chaticha is goof of the beer. Havena dar v'yunam loch, amarti dar v'dev v'nei kvayim mechutani arav, v'chazin kodesh ha-mekuvul, tzvi hirsh, is a v'kalsi. I'm not going to push too far here. Let me read the last paragraph. I think I'll call it here. But that's... That's
what he's trying to say, but the Raj also comes from the Raj. No, he's saying, Jez, that the Chacham Pius, that itself gives us the Nitzis that we're missing.
He's saying that's the beer of that Nitzis, right? They're
throwing it away.
Because it's the Chachma, right? The beer comes from Chachma. The Chachma comes from Mikar Elyon. So that Guvam is Mavara, is the beer that we're looking for.
Just last thing, but the Glakosh is that the movie is not to eat, there's a shail on it.
Right.
So that the whole body of Glakosh is that you do belong in no body.
Right.
You have to blow it up.
No, because there you have to now come up to Svara. It's not a clear. It's
going to
right.
Oh, I thought it was that you test it.
No, it's not a clear. All right.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah.